we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and for 23 and a half years, I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, and we are just so thankful for all that God has been doing for us. We actually grew this summer as a church, and we are excited about that. And I want to start off today by saying to you, be careful on the roads out there this weekend. This is Labor Day weekend, so people may have taken the day off and stretched a three-day weekend into a four-day weekend. A lot of times people are headed to the lake or headed to the beach and headed out boating, and a lot of times they do things that compromise their driving skills. I'll just put it that way. And so I encourage you, be very careful. There will probably be a lot of cars on the road, and pay attention to them. You can be doing exactly the right thing and find yourself in a very dangerous and precarious situation because of the person around you. That happened with my daughter and I earlier this summer. And thankfully, God helped us to avoid what could have been a very, very bad situation because of the driver around us. And so pay attention out there. I was paying attention to the person in the lane next to me, and they, even though I was ahead of them, they didn't know I was there, and they made a very bad decision. And fortunately, all involved were okay. We managed to avoid getting into a wreck. And that was good. So be careful out there this weekend. It's not only Labor Day weekend, but it's also college football's opening weekend. And so there will be tens of thousands of fans traveling to and from stadiums all across the country. So that will also create interesting traveling opportunities. So we are going to have church on Sunday morning, and Sunday school starts at 9:30. Worship service starts at 10:30. We want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. And we're looking forward to what God is going to be doing. I am going to be sharing the last message in a series, but each one of these sermons that I've been sharing, it is on the believer's walk. What does a believer look like? And as I will be sharing this message this week, it's not one that you will not be able to relate to if you haven't been a part of the other one. So that is coming up, and really excited about that. So let's get back to Isaiah chapter 36. By the way, we do not have a Sunday night service this weekend. Whenever there's a holiday, we don't have Sunday night service. That gives our families an opportunity to hang out together and to fellowship and have a wonderful time. We want our family to, I mean, we want to reach the world. We also wanted to reach our family. We want to make sure that every person in our family has a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we take our family time very, very seriously. So come be a part of what God is doing this week at Merritt Assembly of God. Back to Isaiah 35 we go. Very important chapter, especially if you're discouraged or if you think your situation is hopeless. Verse number 8 says, "A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go upon it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy in their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." So this is a highway. Now, when I read this passage, And I know that ancient highways weren't exactly the same standard as our highways, but I have my modern understanding of this. And so I want to share that with you a little bit. And that is, the highways that I am familiar with are highways that are designed to get you from point A to point B, and they do it in as comfortable a manner as possible, and they do it in a way that is going to get you there the quickest way possible. Okay, and so I want you to think about that for just a moment. Highways generally don't have traffic signals on them. Here in America, if you make a trip on the interstate and you manage to avoid one that's under construction and the roadblocks and things like that that come, it's been a really good trip. Highways are designed in a manner that they have limited access. There are opportunities to get on and opportunities to get off, but it's not wherever you want. It is specifically designed and engineered in that you have to get on there. And I want you to know that when it comes to the highway that God has for you and I, it's called the highway of holiness. And there's a limited way to get on there. You don't just get on the path of holiness just because you say, hey, I like this aspect about God. I don't like this aspect, but I do like this aspect. The way to get on the highway of holiness is by asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. It is called the highway of holiness. And without holiness, no one will see God. It's impossible to please God without holiness. And so you and I, the only way that we as an unholy, ungodly people can be transformed and made into a holy and godly people is with a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, where God says, be holy even as I am holy, saith the Lord. And so the problem is that many people do not comprehend just how flawlessly holy God is. He is without blemish. He is without weakness. He is flawless in his beauty. He is flawless in his holiness. He is never incorrect, never makes the wrong decision, never says the wrong thing at the wrong time. He is perfect in not only his actions and not only his word, but he is perfect in his intention. And God is looking for a people that can be set apart from the rest. See, the highway is a designated stretch of road. It is set apart from the rest of the road system so that In the same way that we are called to be a separated people, we are to be known as a redeemed people of the Lord, and holiness is not supposed to be optional. Holiness is not supposed to be optional. And so every day God should be refining you and I. I did some study on the refiner's fire and the refining process that ancient people, ancient civilizations used when they were purifying metal, and they would liquefy this ore, the metal, and when they would get it to a certain temperature, and then as it would liquefy, the dross and the metal would become separated, and they would skim the dross off of the top. And then they would repeat the process, and they would repeat the process. They watched the fire very closely, and they continued to do this process until the refiner could look at the metal that he was purifying, and he could see his reflection in it. When he could see his reflection, then he knew that it had been purified and that all of the dross had been removed. And so today I want to ask you to look in the spiritual mirror And when you do, do you see a reflection of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, let me tell you the reality. As long as you are breathing and as long as I am breathing, there is refinement that needs to be done in us. So I go and have a dermatologist check my skin every 6 months. And they always ask me the same question. Have there been any changes? And I will go in, and if there have been, I say this, and then they go in there and say, that's an age spot. It's like, thanks, that means I'm not getting any younger. But I want them to go in there, and I want them to analyze and see if there is any dangerous thing that has popped up. And if so, I want it dealt with. And so that's what the mindset of holiness, the highway of holiness, says is, God, I don't want any unclean thing in me. I don't want any impure thing in me. Holiness, it's had a bad rap because too many people reduced it to a list of man-made rules of do's and don'ts instead of what God has defined it. And so whenever you create a man-made list of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, you're going to constantly have to revise that, because the list of opportunities to do things that would be displeasing is constantly going to be growing. And I will tell you this, holiness isn't whether your hair touches your ear or not. It's not an outward sign. It is the outward manifestation of a heart that has been purified by Jesus Christ. So holiness is not an external list of do's and don'ts. Holiness takes place when God has written on the tablet of our heart and created in us a desire to do His will, His way, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Holiness is not a bad thing. Holiness is an incredible blessing. Holiness makes you a better man. Holiness will make you a better woman. Holiness will make you a more valuable parent. Holiness will make you a greater blessing at work, where they don't have to wonder whether or not you're going to steal anything from them. Holiness will make you more valuable, because they won't have to wonder about whether you are compromising the value and the integrity of the company. Holiness makes you a person of distinction. And so it says, it shall be called the highway of holiness. Holiness compels you. Now listen, this passage is talking about a people who have been carried away captive, who've been in under bondage, and now they are on their way back to Jerusalem. They're on their way back to the place where the temple was, and they're coming back to worship. And I tell you, the way to do that is holiness. Holiness is power. It is a tremendous thing. I encourage you today, don't fight against God when He wants to make you holy. Now, I will tell you this, that there are two dangerous prayers that I pray, and I just believe that if you're going to pray them, you need to be serious about them. The first one is, Lord, make me patient. Give me patience. Because the only way that you can know, and by the way, God does want you to be patient and long-suffering, because He is patient and long-suffering, but the only way to know whether or not He has developed patience in you is to be thrown into a condition where impatience is a possibility. And you say, you know, this used to really get under my skin, but God has given me grace and He was long-suffering with me. And so I can be long-suffering with these people here because of what God has done. The second one is, Lord, make me holy. Lord, make me holy. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, that word means holy. Holy is your name. Okay? And God wants to make us a holy people. For you are a holy people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen people, a special people. God wants the church not to just homogenize and blend in with the rest of society, but he is looking for people who will shine and reflect the holy nature of God. I read a headline. I didn't read the article, but there was some people, and they were walking in, I believe it was along a shoreline, and it was kind of a rocky shoreline, and the light came down and it shone upon something, and when it did, it reflected a piece of ancient carving or engraving that had been done upon that rock. They discovered something that had been there for years, that people had seen for years, but it wasn't until the light hit it that it caught their eye, and it, this remarkable treasure was discovered. And I want you to know that that's what happens in society. You and I can be going about our life, living for the glory of God, and all of a sudden, one day, because we are a holy people, God causes his light to reflect up off of us in such a way that somebody's going to say, I need what you have. Do you realize on the day of Pentecost that Peter's altar call went like this? As he was preaching, the people said, what do we need to do to be saved? In other words, it wasn't a desire that was initially birthed in Peter. He had the answer, but it was because God did a work in their heart, and they realized that God wanted to work in their day and in their time. I pray that every listener to the Refresh Radio broadcast would realize God wants to work in Brevard County in September of 2016. He wants to work in us, and we will have that desire. God, do whatever is necessary in my heart so that I am a holy man or a holy woman. It shall be, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. In other words, you don't get to walk on the pathway of holiness if you are still in bondage and still embracing a life of sin. Sin is always meant to get you off of the path. It's always meant to steal God's blessing from you. Sin is not something that Satan wants to bless your life with. He is looking to corrupt your life and deprive you of the favor and the blessing of God. If we would get the mindset, if I can, a very militant mindset against sin and say, God, deliver me from all of this because I want to walk in the fullness of everything you have for me. Okay? The unclean shall not pass over it. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. And so when we are walking in the highway of holiness, first of all, it is a manifestation of wisdom. It is a manifestation of wisdom. If you are allowing God to make you a holy person, no matter what your spiritual intellect level is, no matter what the rest of society is for you, you are not going to get off of the path. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And walking on the highway of holiness will prevent you from going astray. If we got up every morning and say, God, today is a day that you have made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. Empower me today to walk in the holiness that you have provided for me. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a good day. You're going to, listen, getting drunk's not going to give you a good day. Getting high's not going to give you a good day. Cheating on your spouse is not going to give you a good day. But walking in the path of holiness, you get to reflect at the end of the day and say, God, you've been so good to me. It says, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go upon it. It shall not be found there. In other words, when you're walking on the pathway of holiness, there the devil, the devourer, is going to lose its ability to make the impact in your life that the devourer would like to make in your life. You see, when you're walking on the pathway of holiness, when you're walking on the highway of holiness, it's going to lead you straight to heaven. Whatever happens to this physical body, it's just a launching pad into the glorious eternity of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, don't fear those that are able to damage the body, but fear the one who is after, you know, this life is over, has the ability to determine whether you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. You want to be walking. Listen, I want to be going the right direction. I pastor a church that out in front of us has it's Grove Street, but it's got a median down the middle of it. And so there are two lanes, but you can only go one direction. And so there's a road, a paved area going south on Grove Street, and then there's the median. And then on the other side, there's a paved area going north on Grove Street. And you're only supposed to go one direction on each side of the median, south on the west and north on the east. That's the way it was designed. From my office, I can't tell you the number of times that I have seen people traveling the wrong direction on the one-way stretch of road. It absolutely causes me to cringe a little bit and say, I don't know if I'm getting ready to see an accident or not because of people traveling. One day I was sitting at the stop sign, getting ready to pull through. And all of a sudden there's this person traveling south on the northbound stretch of road, just blows through whatever would have been a stop sign because they didn't see the stop sign because they were traveling the wrong direction, and almost got into an accident because somebody was violating the traffic flow on that stretch of road. You don't get to do that on the highway of holiness. The highway of holiness. What would happen if all of us, just, by the way, I want to give a shout out to First Baptist Church of Merritt Island and thank them for all that they do. I didn't really have that in my notes, but just felt like somebody, you know, needed to be encouraged a little bit. What would happen if all of us, instead of fighting against one another? Now, listen, there are some absolute doctrinal truths that I can't compromise on. I will still love people, but I can't compromise on the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by him. You're not saved by works, but you are saved by grace through faith. Those are things that I don't. But if you believe those things, then guess what? You and I, if we're allowing God to work in our hearts, we're not going to be contentious. We're going to be pursuing the same path. The highway of holiness is the access to the devourer is denied. It says, verse 10, we're going to be running out of time here, but we're going to finish the today. It says, and the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Please do not have the mindset, oh, would you please feel sorry for me? I am a child of the living King. That's not scriptural. People who are on the highway of holiness are having the adventure of their lifetime. The path, the highway of holiness is not for the faint of heart. It is for the strong in heart. It is for people who know that they are on their way to the house of God, and they're not going because it's a drudgery. They are going with a song in their heart. They are going with joy on their heads. They know that they're going to obtain gladness and joy, and the negative emotions, the sorrow and the sighing, it's not going to be able to make the journey. It's going to leave. And so I know today's Friday, but make up your mind. Make up your mind. You set the tone. When you get home tonight, you set the tone to your household. You are going to either set a tone of melancholy or wrath or anger or depression, or you can set the tone of joy. If you are a child of the living God and he is purifying your hearts and your mind, your heart and your mind, if he is working in you the holiness of God, then set a tone of joy. Praise God. This is what God sucked out of my life today. And it is so much better. So much better. You know, a year ago, a doctor did a surgical procedure on my shoulder. And he took some bone spurs out of that shoulder. They had torn a labrum. I want you to know that was one of the best things that ever happened to my shoulder. It took away the pain. He put things in there that would hold it in place. He took out of there the things that were causing the pain. And that's what God wants to do. Before that, if I'd moved my shoulder the wrong way, it would cause me to cringe. Because the source of the pain is gone, I have full range of motion, and it brings me great joy that I can fully function with those hindrances no longer in there. You and I, that's the mindset that we need to have towards sin. Sin is going to cause us grief. It's going to cause us sorrow. I have a very low misery index. I don't want to be a miserable old man. I don't want to be a miserable middle-aged man. I didn't want to be a miserable young man. And so I want God to remove out of my life the sources of pain and suffering, and that is the sin and the shortcomings that God has placed inside of me. Listen, people aren't your problem. Sin is our problem, and we need God to make us a holy people. Father, I pray that this weekend would be a jubilant weekend. I pray that when we gather for church on Sunday, that it would be a celebration. I pray, O God, that we would be on the highway to holiness. Lord, that you would remove every sin, every unclean thing, every unprofitable mindset from our life. Lord, that we would be a people redeemed of the Lord so that we can journey on this journey of faith together. And Lord, people would see that there is something different about us. That thing that is different is that Jesus is living in our heart. God bless you. Have a marvelous and safe weekend. We will see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away. Purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on?